This is actually my 85th day as NOMA president. And my platform for the next 2 years is called All In for NOMA. All is an acronym, A standing for access, L standing for leadership, and the last L standing for legacy. And access is really about making sure that students from kindergarten through 12th grade, also college students and graduate students, and those who are in pursuit of licensure all have access to the profession, whether it be exposure just so that they know what it is to begin with, or if they need scholarship support or help even getting admitted to certain schools, and just making sure that they are supported throughout their educational path. I think that's really critical. And so to the extent that NOMA can help support students at any point along their journey, I think that's what really mobilizing to do. So we're currently pursuing many fundraising campaigns to shore up those different paths, particularly through our NOMA Project Pipeline summer camps. In college and graduate school, we have NOMOS, which is the National Organization for Minority Architecture Students. We have many chapters around the country, and the big event for them is our annual conference, which offers a really, really popular student design competition. So last year in Chicago, we had nearly 40 schools from around the country enter the design competition. So that's a huge draw and a great way to not only get students to understand the design competition sort of world, but also to come to the conference and actually get mentored. In fact, I was introduced to NOMA as a college student, mainly because of the student competition. And there I picked up a handful of mentors who to this day continue to shape a lot of the career decisions that I make today. And also most of my initial jobs came directly through the NOMA network. And so that's one of the sort of hidden benefits that I often tell students to come to the NOMA conference and meet with people and talk to people who have already been where you're trying to go. And so that's been really critical. And then also once we see students graduate, we often think, oh, well, they're good. They have their diploma, they've got their job. But, you know, we still need to support them through their licensure efforts. So that's another thing that NOMA is really looking to mobilize to help people do. But once you get licensed, leadership development is really important because in the words of Michelle Obama when she spoke at the AIA convention last year, she said, you can't be what you can't see. And so it's one thing to emerge into the architecture profession, but it's a whole other thing to actually see yourself there and being successful and thriving for the long term. And so how do we create more opportunities for firm ownership or for entrepreneurship, even if you're not practicing traditional architecture, or firm leadership? You know, for example, there are many large firms in the country that don't necessarily reflect diversity of cultures and ethnicities. And so to what extent can we promote a lot of those ideas to make sure that people can see a future for themselves in architecture? For legacy, you know, we're looking at some of our more seasoned members and trying to help them understand succession planning, better retirement planning, and being in a stronger position to actually reach back and help out those who are in the access portion of all. Of the 12 founding members of NOMA, I think just one of those firms has outlived the founder. And so we really want to look at how firms can survive the single founder or the group of founders and how they can thrive for generations. I joined NOMA as a student, and one of the things that I noticed about NOMA is that if you complain about things that you sort of want to see improve, they put you to work right away. And so as a student, I kind of made some comments and I said, oh, this should be better. And they're like, why don't you join the board? I said, okay. So I joined the board right after graduation, and I was on the board for about 4 years. And then I realized it was being a board member for NOMA is like a lot of work, and I wasn't able to prioritize being a leader of NOMA at that point, which was when I served as the Northeast Regional University Liaison. So I worked with all the students in Northeast. I was living in D.C. and New York at the time. And I realized that I wasn't actually focusing enough on licensure. And so I said, okay, I need to get off the board so I can become licensed. I got licensed like 3 years later because it took a while. But I worked really, really hard from 2006 to 2010 to make sure that students had a place where they felt like they could thrive and, you know, hopefully NOMA would serve them well as they entered into the profession. I did take a bit of a hiatus from 2010 until 2016 when I was invited to come back to the board as first vice president. And so that was quite an honor to be asked to consider take a leadership position in an organization that was really a key component of my success in architecture, my success in my career, because so many people mentored me. So many people made sure that I had the opportunities that led to the next opportunity that led to sort of where I am today. It's been such an honor to serve NOMA in this role, traveling around the country, talking about the importance of diversity, not just for the sake of diversity, but because literally architects shape the future of the built environment. And, you know, I think representation really matters. And to the extent that architects represent the communities that they serve, I think that creates a more sustainable outcome for everyone.